This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We have today a conversation with Sam Watkins, pastor of Branches Church in Del City. And we're going to talk to him about a new ministry that his church is starting that is benefiting veterans. So welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here.
Hey, I was going to read the bio you gave me about yourself.
Okay.
But I thought, you know, I really don't want to call you an American action hero. So, you know, whatever it is you wrote here, can you just... No, I'm just kidding. You didn't say that. But could you kind of give us your backstory a little bit so people can get to know you?
Absolutely, Chris. Be happy to. But I kind of like that American hero. I think I'll put that out at church tonight.
Action hero.
I'll put that out tonight.
Okay.
But no, Chris, simply I'm just from a small town in South Carolina. As you guys hear me talk, you may pick up on that. What can we say? All-American life growing up and went in the Army when I was a young man. Expected to be there forever and wound up with stage 4 cancer, ending that career. Suffered through about 3 years of an identity crisis. Tried my best to ruin my life and everything God had ever given me. And then I became a believer at 33, the ripe old age of 33. About 4 years later, answered a call to ministry. Had no idea how to do that. Really didn't even know we were called anything other than vocational ministry. In fact, I'll tell a funny story really quick. When we surrendered that call, our senior pastor was out of town. He didn't even know it. Right. And so we didn't call him. I called one of my buddies I was in the Army with. And he called the senior pastor. And he said, hey, we need to get Watkins up here to Alaska. He's an asset. He can help the military communities. So when we finally make the appointment with the pastor, we go in his office and he looks at my wife and he says, I've had a vision from God. You guys are going to Alaska.
Wow.
So Reagan had no idea, and I immediately picked up that, hey, he's talked to my buddy. So even my my call to ministry, our surrender to our senior pastor before we go before the church, started off comically. Again, we had no idea how to do this. And then we were sitting at a football game in South Carolina, oddly enough, and it was Military Appreciation Day. And Reagan looked at me and she says, this is all we've ever known is military. And we kind of now have incorporated military and ministry together. We didn't know what it was going to look like.
Right.
We wound up here in Oklahoma in 2014 planting military churches, still had no idea of what that looked like. And now we're starting to see really what that does look like. And it's just been a tremendous ride, Chris. And even though I alluded to having cancer, I'm a four-time cancer survivor now. I would like to complain, but it really has been joy and suffering. I've learned so much about God in that that I don't think if we hadn't have walked that road, I don't know that we would have or the vision or the ability to do what we do now.
So now you were born and raised in South Carolina?
Yes.
And you got here as quick as you could, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You wanted to come to the Holy Land.
Right. It was hard. We gave up boiled peanuts and mustard-based barbecue sauce, but we're learning to live without it.
Well, yeah, that's an easy thing to give up. All right, I've been to your church a couple times, and tell us a little bit about Branches Church and how you got started, and that's one of our church plants.
Right, and you know, Chris, really, Branches Church came about just because God made it abundantly clear. When we had the call to come out here, we didn't have a sponsor to come into Oklahoma. The state had a new paradigm of church planting. We couldn't just walk in and say, hey, we're planting a church. And I'll tell you this, how God really works and lays stuff on people's hearts. Shane Hall out at First Southern, he didn't know me.
Right.
But he understood mission.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane was bold enough to put a military church plant 3 miles away from his church because he believed in the number of people, and he knew he had the foresight to know that not one church could serve all of those people.
Right.
And Shane sponsored us into the state, and ever since then, God has just really used that time to show us what it is. Because, you know, up until 2012, 2013, 14, churches and military communities, as far as that planting prospectus goes, no one really knew what that looked like.
Right.
And we've been a part of being able to write that, assisting through North America Mission Board and the state of Oklahoma. In fact, we were one of the first states to do a military church plant solely for military communities. So as one thing as Oklahoma Baptists can say, we led the way in that.
Yeah. Well, and as I've come to learn through you, the military community is its own kind of network of people, and they come with community needs that are different than the general population. Many soldiers are facing issues like PTSD and stress. It's very stressful on the marriages and many other temptations that come your way in the military. And I know that you've seen both sides of that and have been able to come through that, and the Lord has delivered you and helped you to become a minister to them. And now you're starting something new within Branches Church. You have a great ministry already started with a new church plant, and it's called the Centurion Guard.
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, Chris, probably about 2 years ago, as I was going through my second round of treatment for melanoma, God just kept putting people in our path that weren't military.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said this, I don't get to affinitize God. Whoever God puts in our path, we're going to minister to them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell them about Jesus, regardless of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we started looking at, what does it look like if we're just a church that ministers to a military community? Meaning this, if you live in close proximity to that installation, we count you.
Right.
We're going to minister to you.
And we're talking about Tinker Air Force Base.
Correct.
Vicinity, right?
Right.
In Del City.
In Del City, the mm-hmm. Tinker. And, you know, Tinker really incorporates a huge swath in that side of town. And we started saying, you know, what does it look like to minister to that community in general?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, how do we hold true to what God's called us to do in military communities?
Right.
So we made the decision starting this year to actually split the two. And I know sometimes in Baptist life and church life in general, the word split can be not so good. But in our case, it was very, very good.
Well, I prefer the term multiply.
Right. Yeah, we'll say multiply. We decided to multiply our ministry. And what we've done here essentially is nothing more than become a church.
Right.
How else do you explain it? We become a church that ministers to everyone. Now we use the term, instead of a military church, we are a church with a mission focus on military communities.
Right.
And that is the Centurion Guard. And what that does is that allows us to open up a separate nonprofit because, as we all may or may not know, being a church, when we go into the world of military communities, we may not always be welcome mm-hmm. because we're a church.
Right.
But coming in as the Centurion Guard, a separate 501c3 veteran service organization, that really opens the doors for where we go.
Right.
And we have put on our website, you know, we hold fast to the apostolization policy.
Mm-hmm.
However, if they open that door and say, why do you guys do this? Well, we're telling them.
Right.
So it's not a tight-lipped thing. It's not that we don't mention Jesus. It just gives us an avenue that we otherwise wouldn't have, and that's something that we've just had to learn going through this.
So, in a way, it's a platform because your church plant is not on base.
Correct.
It's not an official base sanctioned ministry. It's outside of the base in the community. But this is a bridge that you can use to build to people who either serve inside the base or. Or families associated with the
Absolutely,
base.
Chris. You know, one thing we want to say, when we plant churches for military communities, if by proxy what we do fills up the post chapels and the base chapels, glory to God.
Right.
You know, we send those people to the chaplains from the Air Force, especially the Tinker area. You know, we encourage you, check out the chapel.
Right.
And if the chapel's not for you or doesn't have a program that you need, that's what we do. We come in with different things, and we do try to bridge those gaps because you alluded to earlier, we do understand that the military is not always a Veterans Day commercial.
Right.
There's a dark side to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Chris, I lived through that, and it really made me who I am today But it also drives me to want to help other service members to say, listen, you don't have to end this marriage in divorce. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have substance abuse. You don't have to be alcohol dependent.
Right.
You don't have to have bad credit. Mm-hmm. People don't think about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. We try to help service members realize, hey, you're not going to always be a service member.
Right.
You're going to return back to civilian life. Mm-hmm. You need to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. And we want to help you bridge that gap.
So talk about some of the programs that you are going to be offering.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you one that we're really, really excited about that we've been using for the past year is called Reboot Combat Recovery. It was written by a couple out in Nashville, Tennessee. This program is going around the world now. It's a 12-week program that is faith-based. It teaches everything from fruits of the Spirit to forgiveness. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful program, Chris, but what it does is it brings in service members, not only combat vets, but it brings in service members that may be what we would call and laughingly say just a little bit brainwashed, that they don't know how to get back to the everyday life. Mm. It kind of helps us start that process because what it does is it helps service members, their families, be able to communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about that. In fact, last night we had night one for the 12-week process, and it was just a beautiful time. It almost turned into a church service. But again, that's not the primary focus, but, you know, God led that, and it was a beautiful thing. And we're doing one now, Chris, and you'll get a chuckle out of this, but it's titled Manage Your Crazy Self. I love it.
Right.
There's a guy down in Houston named Randy Gettenberger, and he wrote a program. And basically, we use a DISC personality survey, a 30-minute assessment.
Right.
And when we give you your results, you're like, did you put cameras in my house? How did you know me that well?
Right.
But what it does is it's a program to help people change perceptions in their lives, especially military members, to where we can't erase the bad stuff that's happened in your life. We can go through forgiveness, but it's still there.
Right.
We use this program to help you change perspective in your life. And why is it called Manage Your Crazy Self? When I first went through it, I asked Randy, I said, Randy, so essentially what you're telling me is you're going to teach me how to make friends with the voices in my head.
Oh, no.
And he started laughing, and he said, that's pretty accurate. But we're excited about that one. Some different marriage tools we have, Chris. And we've got a couple other things right now that we just can't release yet. But we're actually just, we had one come on the platform last night that we're going to be traveling in the coming months. And if we get that one, Chris, it's going to be huge. It's a game changer. I wish we could throw that name out there this morning because it's a time that we could truly name drop and people would say, hey, I want to do that.
Right.
But we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. But God has kicked the door to this open. And we are just, my guy, Gary Rouse, that God put us in contact with last year that helps me teach all of this. Gary and I talked on the phone last night, and we're like, we're just going to enjoy the full fog here, the favor of God, because we couldn't have scripted this. Mm-hmm. You know, he's done that, and we're just going to sit back and say, yay, God, mm-hmm. look what you've done. Thank you. This is yours. This isn't ours. We're just here to kind of, you know, help it along. But God, you're doing this. And wow, we just had probably a 15-minute just of silence on the phone saying, you know, God has mm-hmm. really been faithful in this.
Well, I was excited. I read about this in the Oklahoman newspaper and print edition.
Print, absolutely, yeah.
Print.
I've got three copies.
Yeah, yeah. There's. I was in a museum and I saw a print copy. No, but this ministry is not just an extension of Branches Church or something. It's something that's offered to the local church. Beyond your church, could you talk about that? How can other churches get involved? What are ways that you relate to the church? How it benefits?
Absolutely, Chris. We were talking last night and yesterday afternoon. Gary and I would love the opportunity. I believe we have 1,700 and change churches mm-hmm. in the state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma Baptist. Gary and I would love the opportunity to be able to come into your church and teach your people mm-hmm. how to lead military small groups. Do the same thing we do in Dell City at your church.
Right.
Because we believe in what we do that much, that we believe there's a need in your Ponca cities. In fact, we have ministered to people via Zoom from the other side of Kingfisher that couldn't just drive to Oklahoma City.
Right.
We've talked to people in Northeast Oklahoma, Tulsa area. There's a huge need statewide, and we would, and rather than trying to make people drive, it's just easier to let us come in and teach your people what we already know, and you do it there.
There are military installations around the state, different, like, was it Enid or?
Well, we've got Fort Sill. We've got, it's on the tip of my tongue, but there's another entire Air Force base here. Yes.
Yeah.
We've got Tinker. Then we've got a huge military aviation asset up in Tulsa.
Right.
And then, you know, all around the state, we've got the different National Guard outposts. I believe you're right. When you said Enid, there's a pretty good size Army infantry battalion out of that area.
Right.
Shawnee. Just if we really start pegging the map in the state of Oklahoma, there's pockets of military. And then, you know, I don't think people really understand that the veteran population is fairly, you know, Oklahoma's a patriotic state.
Right.
There's tons of people here that have served.
Right.
And we would just, you know, like that opportunity to come in and say, look, here's how we can help. Because, you know, Chris, at the end of the day, we're really not military people anymore.
Right.
We're pastors, we're lay leaders that have the ability to speak into military communities.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we describe ourselves. God has made that transitions in our life, and we just want to share that with other churches so they can do it themselves.
Now, like you said, there are military people all over the state, and Oklahoma has a long history with military related, and then also the contractors of various industries that relate to the military industrial complex or whatever you call it.
But the support mechanisms.
Right. So, so there's probably a lot of people out there, either ex-military or just have a heart for military people that want to get involved. How can they help the Centurion Guard in your ministry?
Well, Chris, really and truly, here's how they can help us the most. And I say this wholeheartedly. Chris, we covet people's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
We do. In fact, when I was a very young church planner, my priorities would have been money, help, prayer. Now, prayer, help, money.
Right.
I think that's a good check for a seasoned church planner is when you realize that point, hey, we'll take your prayers over anything that you have.
Right.
So obviously, yes, if we could have every church in the state just put us on their prayer list, the Centurion Guard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way you can help us. Secondly, we do need help. We would love churches that have construction tear-out teams, put-back teams. We're renovating a building. We would love to be able to save money because we have that help.
Mm-hmm.
We would also love to start talking to churches for 2021 that would like to send in mission teams to help us out.
Right.
We would love to start that conversation now. And then lastly, we are going to start a membership drive to be a member of the Guard.
Mm-hmm.
We were not quite sure what that'll look like yet, but that'll be out within the next 2 weeks.
So you're in a pre-launch phase right now. You've been doing some excursions into discipleship roles and platforming off of your church. But when do you expect to fully be open?
We expect to fully be open on Veterans Day of this year because we are going through the build-out. Now, we had talked before we went live here. We do have one portion of the center that's already closed off, finished, and open for business. So we're able to help in small numbers now, not at the capacity that we have a vision for, but we're able to help about 15 veterans per class.
Mm-hmm.
Is just where we're at size-wise, and in that we're able to accommodate child care and meals. But by Veterans Day of this year, we hope to be and finished out in about a 7,000 square foot facility to have an on-duty veteran service officer that's able to sit in there during the week and help people apply for veterans benefits during the day and then in the afternoons. We want to teach our aftercare classes is what we're calling them, as there is a life after the military. We don't want to recreate a American Legion or a VFW. Now, listen, I'm a member of both of those, a member of American Legion. We don't want to recreate that, and we don't want to talk bad about it, but we're not trying to make a club away from home.
Right.
We're trying to get people healthy, mentally healthy enough to where they go home and lead their families.
Mm.
Hence the name, the Centurions.
Right.
You know, when we read about Cornelius, when he became a believer, he didn't go tell his buddies first. He went and told his family.
Right.
And that's the atmosphere that we're trying to create.
Right. Strengthening healthy families.
Absolutely.
Well, everything is so fascinating. If people want to get in touch with you, you have a website or something they could go
we
visit?
We do, Chris. Right now, we ask people, they can use the church's website. Mm-hmm. It's branchesok.org. Or they can actually look at the Centurion's new website. It's up. It's not complete yet, but there's enough in there that you can look at, and it's ccenter.org. They can call me directly, 405-388-5044. I'll be happy to talk to them, tell them all about it, show them how they can help, because what people don't realize is this, is there's so many different ways you can help us.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady ask me one time, she said, I can't come to church. Mm-hmm. Not physically able to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not computer literate, so I can't do a lot on a computer for you. I said, could you stuff envelopes for me? I can do that.
Right.
So we've really tried to, you know, when people say we want to help, we ask, what capacity can you help? And that's what we want to do. We want to maximize your time, and we want to maximize the effort.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great talking.
I've enjoyed it, Chris. We really appreciate it.
Sam Watkins, Centurion Guard, pastor of Branches Church, an American action hero as well.
I'm going to put that on my business card, Chris.
That should be on your business card.
That's going there.
Thank you. And thank you. Thank you for joining us. You can find more conversations like this on our website at baptistmessenger.com or wherever you download podcasts.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.